Talk lines are open now.
This is Kate, and I want you to know that Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, and I have partnered up. MyPillow has fantastic products. Not only the amazing MyPillow, but dog beds, absorbent soft towels, wonderfully soft sheets. I mean, the most amazing softest sheets. The best in the marketplace. Luxurious robes, incredible mattresses, you name it. He has the very best products for the very best price. You won't find these prices anywhere else. You also get to support two things, Mike Lindell and of course, Truth and Radio, my show. You get to support both of us and keep this show on the air when you buy these products for your home directly from MyPillow.com. There's a lot of advantages to buying direct from MyPillow as well. Wedding gifts, Father's Day, Mother's Day, just the very best products for your home. Use the code word Kate at MyPillow.com and get the best discounts, and you'll be telling everyone about these products. Those towels get every bit of moisture off your body. I'm not kidding. The sheets, oh my gosh, the softest sheets you will ever experience. You really need to get these great products and help us both out. Keep this show on the air, and Mike's movie, Absolute Proof, is a must-see. It's all about the voting fraud. So make sure, support both of us. Go to MyPillow, use the word Kate, get steep discounts on everything. I really thank you for this. Thanks, you guys.
Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hope you're having a great day. It just really bothers me, I think. I feel like we're getting sold out left and right, and then we're being told you can't boo anyone and you just have to be silent. And I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. We're not going to be silent. Booing is the least of their worries. It's actually the most civil thing you could do is say, is boo. And I'm talking about Romney and Cox, who get booed now, which I love, by the way. Tropical fiberglass pool and spa. Get over there, get your bullfrog hot tub. They have different seat variations for everybody to accommodate everybody's height in the hot tub. And also the jet packs in the back are amazing. You can get it at any kind of speed and whatever is your choice. If you want it to be hard on your back, if you want it to be soft, whatever the case may be, they have a jet to match what you like. And you can even go try it out. You could actually go there and try it out. Wear your swimsuit. Go to Tropical Pool and Spa. They have like a room where you can actually go in and sit in one. They're just amazing. Go over to Tropical Pool and Spa. Tell them we sent you. And on Red Hills Parkway, they are just incredible at what they do. Swim spas are a fantastic idea because you can get the exercise with the current, or you can turn the current off and use it as a swimming pool. Love it. But by all means, make sure that you're doing that. It would be just fantastic for you and your family. Tropical Pool and Spa. Make sure you also go over to Dr. Diet. Kick the weight. Get rid of, the good, 20, 40 pounds you've been hanging on to. And you can actually go get a free body analysis. 628-DIET. That's the phone number, 628-DIET. Highly recommend these guys because if you've been struggling, this is the place to go. I don't care if it's 300 pounds, 500 pounds. It's usually the same issue. But 628-DIET is the phone number. You can find them on Facebook, too, Dr. Diet Wellness Center. And they just do a great job at identifying what your need is for your body. So you got to love that. I know I'm coming down on locals, but I'll tell you what, I'm tired of getting sold out. I'm tired of them asking Mother May I and saying and passing the buck and the scapegoats and then telling you they're your friend and they're there for you. And they agree with you, Some of the commissioners, depending on the circles they're in, either love the mask or hate the mask. Well, you know what? Get a backbone, get some courage, get a principle, and starting to let people know what you think, rather than just pandering to the crowd. It's exhausting. And the Mother May I approach, I just remember all too well when we were locked down and none of these people did a thing for you. Except make your life pretty miserable. So I can't forget that. Sorry. Because when push comes to shove, they won't do what they say they're going to do. And passing a constitution resolution, why would you have to do that if you're following it all the time? Just a point. So ridiculous. Mike Lee sent a really pandering letter to Jill Biden. Jill Biden, who nobody cares if she shows up today in our state. And here's the deal. Welcome to the great, dear Dr. Biden, welcome to the great state of Utah. I'm thrilled for you to see firsthand the strides Utah is making in getting our state back on track after the pandemic to roll out the vaccines, get our kids back in school, and our workers back on the job. In fact, despite the difficulties of the past year, our current unemployment rate is less than half the national average. I have no doubt that Utahns will give you the warm welcome today and a taste of the hardworking, pioneering, and community spirit that brings our state, that helps our state conquer adversity and thrive. It's an honor to have you. By the way, we were just in a state of emergency for like a year. Just want to remind everybody. Okay. And no, we were 18th on the list for corona restrictions. 18th. Not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10. 18th. Okay. Just wanted to make sure we all were aware of that as he's glowing on, you know, about our state and droning on. And here's the deal. You know what? To tell her and act like we're the schoolboy, I'm a schoolboy and the principal's coming and everybody look good. You know, give me a break. Civility is when you just say, hope you have a nice visit and safe travels. It isn't kissing the rear end of her fraudulency. And you know what? To say roll out the vaccines, we're rolling out enough vaccines. Why are we kissing the rear end of Jill Biden? Why are we saying, oh, by the way, we're being really good over here in Utah. We got the vaccine. We're handing out experimental shots like it's candy. And we're making sure everybody thinks they need to take one. Oh, how special. And then we're getting our kids back in school. Buddy, they should have never been out of school. And you know that, right? I don't even like them in school because what public education has done to them. But you know what? That's another conversation for another day. And the other thing is our workers are back on the job. Our workers should have never been off the job. Senator Mike Lee. So here's the deal with Mike. I know everybody, the kind of the showstopper with Mike is 90% constitution rating. Okay. 90. Oh, he's 90. Oh, he's 90%. Oh yeah. Yeah. Don't say anything about Mike Lee. He's 90%. I'm sorry. That's not holding anyone's feet to the fire. And you know why? Because a 90% approval rating means that when all the other boneheads in the legislature, in the Senate, drum up things that are anti-constitutional, you say no 90% of the time. But it doesn't mean that you are actively pursuing the fact that the restoral, the safeguarding of liberty. Okay? It doesn't mean you're doing anything. When you're partnering with Feinstein all the time, who's about as corrupt as they come with the Chinese spy and making gazillions off of a train that's never going to happen, and padding her wallet pretty fiercely, who's a very liberal progressive total tool, you have to compromise a principle in order to work with her. So even if you stand alone, Mike Lee, stand alone. But do things that are actively pursuing, like stopping the COVID bucks to the states, like saying we're gonna stop these omnibus bills, like doing actually something about the border, doing something about anything, because I'm not noticing that you're actually doing anything. So a 90% constitutional rating really pertains to what somebody is saying no to, right? Because it's boneheaded piece of legislation after boneheaded piece of legislation. That's really obvious. It's an expectation, Mike Lee. That is an expectation that you would be 100% for the Constitution in your voting. But then on the other side of that, what are you actually doing for the restoral of liberty? It's like being in battle. It's great you have a nice shield for the bows and arrows. Are you actively, though, pursuing that enemy? Are you actually going after it? Are you actually doing something to advance liberty? Or are you just holding the line? You don't get a pass at 90% if you're not actually going to do something. And in the last 4 years, I haven't seen you do anything. What are you doing? Little tiny things here and there that pertain to pretty much almost nothing. And to top it off, the kicker for me was when you put your head in the sand and you decided there was no fraud And I know you know better. I know you're smarter than that. And you absolutely led out for the Republican Party and said, no fraud here. Didn't happen. Joe Biden, who could only scrape together 13%, right, of their own party's vote, not our vote, their vote, got the most votes in history. And we're supposed to believe that? You're a smart man. I know you don't believe it. What in the world happened to you? Who'd you sell out to? You should be actively pursuing the fraud. You should be actively voicing opposition to this fraud. I don't like it. Sorry. I can't hold someone in that high of esteem and not hold their feet to the fire when I don't see much coming from them. And the pandering with the vaccines, why aren't you calling out the vaccines? Why aren't you calling out the COVID oppression? Why aren't you calling anything out? So I have a problem with that. I hope you do too. You should. Just to give him a pass for his constitutional rating on the bills that float through? No, that's not enough. That is not enough. That's not what the founders meant when they said hold their feet to the fire and really look and analyze what they're doing in office. There's only a few senators that I actually know better. So I expect the most from them, not adequate. And I'm sorry, everybody in there should be at 100% constitution. This is getting ridiculous. We have a rating system and it's pathetic. Romney, 21%. That's how pathetic he is, but we all know he's a cad. So, and he's a liar and he'll do anything for a dollar, apparently. I have to call this out. I'm sorry. I know that if you love Mike Lee and you have a love affair with Mike Lee and Mike Lee is the untouchable. Well, I'm still looking at what Rand Paul and Mike Lee are actually doing in office, though, and we should be. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You're being way too kind to these buffoons.
Yeah.
You know, the reality is, and perhaps you could refresh my memory, but I've heard that oath of office taken a number of times in my 66 years.
Right.
I don't recall it saying that I will uphold the Constitution 90% of the time.
You're right.
I think it says, I will uphold the Constitution.
Yeah. Yes.
So help me, God.
Right. Exactly. And on top
of that, isn't that ironic?
Yeah. You're right. So help me, God. You're right. And I'm not giving him a pass for that. I have not seen anything in the last 4 years that would represent the fact that he's doing much to advance the restoral of liberty. I'm not seeing anything. So show me. Somebody show me. What is he doing? We applaud once in a blue moon for him on something that he represents, but that's not enough. If you know better, you should be doing better.
What he's doing is the least that he has to do.
Yeah.
In order to maintain the status quo.
Yep.
In order to live the lifestyle and have the accolades and have the people fawn over him for what a wonderful, wonderful legislator he is.
I know. You know why he won't come on the show? He won't.
Wrong answer.
Right. Thank you for that. He won't come on the show because we had it out on Facebook over Trump because he absolutely threw Trump under the bus a week before the election, told people not to vote for him. And I was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And he didn't like being called out, apparently. So now he stays away from the show because he doesn't want me to ask him, why aren't you doing anything about the omnibus bills, the COVID bucks, all of the things that are going on right now? Why aren't you doing anything about it? Why are you ponying up to this whole vaccine thing? Why are you promising Jill Biden that you're going to get enough vaccines out like a good little boy? Why are you doing that? Why are you pandering to this nonsense? These jackals have hijacked and cooed our country. Why don't you start calling out treason? What is wrong with these people? The treason is easy to see. And as far as locally, county commissioners, you should find it abhorrent that they actually passed or had to pass a resolution, a showy, glitzy resolution to say, we're all for the Constitution. Does that mean they haven't been? Because I know they haven't been. So don't let them snow you. Manny, Moe, and Jack have done a lot to abuse. And you know what? Giving away lands like candy is not within the role of following the Constitution either. And you know what they tell me when they do it? Oh, well, that was already done. We can't do anything about it. That was somebody else. We just have to follow along. And you know what? That's not an excuse. Do what is right. Just do what is right. We're tired of this nonsense. And we're tired of the scapegoating and the finger pointing. Just do what's right, for Pete's sakes. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina. Wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger, I challenged his right for the love of this maiden.
You know, this song reminds me of Carl Lamar and Investigator Dave singing this on the air. And they sounded really good. Welcome back to the show. And I'm so frustrated today. I'm frustrated because I just see so many hits on our liberty. It's just amazing to me what we'll put up with. I welcome you back. And then, of course, make sure that if you have a property, an investment property, Coldwell Banker Property Management